management of stress urinary incontinence comprises conservative, medical and surgical options. Conservative measures include weight loss, lifestyle modification and pelvic floor exercises with or without biofeedback. The original pelvic floor exercises were described by Kegel using a peroniometer. NICE recommend 8 contractions TDS for 3 months. There's an evidence base of proven efficacy for treatment in all women with stress urinary incontinence and prophylaxis in pregnant primates. 50% of women cannot identify the pelvic floor muscles, and it is for these women that biofeedback or vaginal cones or electrical stimulation are recommended. There's no evidence that any of these methods are any better than pelvic floor muscles alone. Medical treatments comprise topical vaginal estrogens or duloxetine. Duloxetine is a selective serotonin and noradrenaline reuptake inhibitor. It acts at the sacral spinal cord to increase pudendal nerve activity. Recommended doses are 20 mg or 40 mg BD. It's recommended as third line treatment by NICE. There's significant side effects, including nausea, vomiting, dizziness, dry mouth, and constipation. Surgical treatment options comprise supportive measures or occlusive measures. Supportive measures may be split into suspension procedures or backplate procedures. Suspension procedures include open colposuspension, laparoscopic colposuspension, vagina obturator shelf repair, the Marshall Marchetti cramps, the RAS suture, and the STAMI suture. Backplate procedures comprise TVT, TOT, and pubovaginal sling. Occlusive methods comprise bulking agents, tight pubovaginal sling, and artificial sphincters.